What is up, pickleballers? Today's guest is Ryder Henderson. He co-commentated the NCPA inaugural national championships. That's college pickleball 2 weekends ago in San Diego at the Hub. We're going to break that down and college pickleball in general. Ryder, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Tyler. I'm stoked to be able to talk to you about this. I mean, we had a great weekend a couple weekends ago, and it's fun to keep talking about it.
Dude, great time indeed. Let's recap the NCPA tournament. First question, just overall, what were your kind of thoughts about the event, seeing all the colleges there? We got into the Elite Eight. What were your thoughts?
Pretty much, first off, where it was. I mean, the Hub, like I told you many times, it was the coolest place I've ever seen pickleball be played. The weather was pretty much amazing. A little wind here and there, but overall amazing. A little rain on Friday night, had to postpone the championship game, but the whole experience and the energy in the air was like electric. It felt like any other college sport. I mean, I've been to college basketball and football games and had a lot, emulated a lot of the same feelings and like everyone supporting their own school. And we saw schools from all over the nation. It was special.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the Hub, 26 courts, all of them were occupied pretty much throughout the day until the evening. And yeah, schools from all over the nation. Special shout out to UVA and the University of Washington's fans. They were fantastic. I can't believe UVA sent that many people.
Yeah, same. And the chance, the Who's chance, we had to look that one up. We didn't even know what a Who was.
Yeah, that's true. So
they're the Cavaliers.
Absolutely. So next off, who were the best players in the tournament, or who are the players that you're leaving this tournament with a better understanding of their game and kind of who they are as a player?
I'd say there's like four or five men and then a couple women, like Logan Rosenbach, of course, in that championship game, made a name for himself. Benson Perry, his partner, and then the Utah Valley boys, Thatcher Schwendeman, I think that's right. Last name. Yep. Tyler Miller, and then we saw some of the Virginia David Fitness pickleball with those big old thighs with his partner, Connor Burns. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
And then from the woman's side, it was fun seeing Dodo Kong and Avery Beck just go back and forth all weekend. Avery's partner, Cameron, an insanely, insanely good doubles player with that overhead. But Dodo's partner, what was her name again? Brenna Murray. I mean, she balled too. All four of those girls went at each other all weekend. It was special.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing. I mean, those teams that you talked about, Utah Tech, Utah Valley, and UVA, University of Virginia, they've been kind of on the college pickleball scene and on the map for a while. I also want to get into those teams kind of have hundreds and hundreds of players on their club, but a team that's in the total opposite side of the table is Samford. Tell me a little bit more about Samford.
Yeah, Samford, nobody knew anything about him going in. And then somebody interviewed, one of our guys interviewed David from Virginia, and he was like, I'm most worried about Samford. And everyone's like, what? Samford? Stanford? No, Samford. And then we watched, all it took is watching one game of Jake and Jake Wilson.
Yeah, Jake Wilson. Yeah,
all it took is one game of watching Jake Wilson, and you knew why everyone was worried. I mean, the kid can ball. And then his partner, Caroline Cox, she can play too.
Yeah, and I think even his men's partner, Jackson Tate, kind of helped out his men's doubles game. And Jake with maybe one of the signature moments in the tournament. I'll let you tell us a little bit more about that. He was down 7-0.
Not only was he down 7-0 in the hospital two nights before, I mean, he couldn't even supposedly walk up the stairs and down the stairs to get on championship court. He gets down 7-0, and we're looking at each other in the booth like, he's getting embarrassed. Nope, one timeout, and before you know it, it's like 9-8, Jake Wilson leads, and he wins 11-9. And everyone,
I think he might have even won 11-10.
Everyone's just going insane.
Yeah, the kid's definitely got some swagger. I mean, incredible performance by him. And I'm very excited to see what Samford does in the future, especially with, you know, as they build out their club and kind of get some more ballers out there.
Yep, 8 members, 3 months old. Another club that's 3 months old, University of Washington, who got in that Elite Eight and took the champs, Utah Tech, all the way to the Dream Breaker, lost 11-8, Nauman and Sahil. I mean, those guys showed up when the moment was big.
Yeah, that's
Nauman beat both Utah Tech boys in singles. I mean,
that's insane, bro. He was on a different level. I mean, when those playoffs came, he was alive. And speaking of someone that really performed when the pressure was on, I mean, you got to talk about Dodo and Logan.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Dodo, we've never seen a single hand backhand top spin flick from the mid court. I've never seen it in any level. And seeing her do it over and over again, just in singles, she needed to win two in a row, did it, kind of like her teammate Tyler Miller. And yeah, Logan, I mean, kept telling me he's not really a singles player, doesn't like singles, only plays once a week, but then gets 7K on the line and turns into Ben Johns out there just making insane shots after insane shots.
Yeah, I really feel like Logan in singles, that final match, he lost the previous singles game, and Tyler Miller elected in that dream breaker, that sudden death situation. They could have gone with doubles, brought Thatcher back out, and it would have been 2-on-2. But he decided, look, he beat the UCSD boys in the semifinal. He comes in, beats Utah Tech in two games. So he wanted that third singles match. But as soon as the match started, Logan was just different.
You could just tell. Dialed. I mean, playing five singles matches within an hour and a half is hard to do, and Tyler did that. I mean, he beat two guys that hadn't been beaten almost all weekend on UCSD.
Yeah, that's true, especially Matthew Pauly. I don't think he lost a game prior to that Tyler Miller game. So, yeah, unreal there. What was the signature moment, Ryder?
I think it might have been Logan's game-winning shot in that last game. His little backhand, what do you call that? It was like a reset, but a little speed on it. Put it in the perfect spot, and Tyler Miller's reaction said it all. Just devastated.
Yeah, that feels like a signature moment, especially because he lost the previous singles match. He goes back on the court to play that last one. It's his last college tournament, or at the very least, it's his last college national championship. It kind of felt almost in a weird way like Kobe's retirement game, or I don't know, maybe not that, but just something kind of special where it really felt like if there were more eyes on this sport, or if ESPN or somebody else had their eyes on it, that could have been a signature storyline in moment in college sports, period. Forget about pickleball or college pickleball, like college sports.
100%. I agree. It was different. The energy, I mean, people were there until, or were we there until 10 p.m. later? Yeah. And there's still people freezing by the fire. I mean, we were freezing in four layers, and they're out there in shorts and a short sleeve sweating.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, incredible, incredible weekend. What was the most surprising thing? Just out of anything.
Surprising thing? Probably when it started raining Friday night. No one expected that. All of a sudden, we got to start covering everything with tarps. All of a sudden, we're testing if the court's too wet. And, like, everybody cooperated well. Other than that, surprises... probably Washington taking it to the Dream Breaker as an 8 seed versus the 1. Nauman beating both of those guys. I mean, his partner was using a demo paddle because they thought they had no chance.
Yeah, and crazy stuff. I mean, that's just college pickleball in a nutshell. So many surprises, so many different storylines. Of course, the big dogs handled business. They were in the finals. Utah versus Utah, just one of the many storylines on display. Any last thoughts?
Not really. I mean, I'm still thinking about it every day. I'm thinking about how I could be somewhat like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of which, I mean, you're in college yourself. You commentated the NCPA. You're at a junior college right now. When you look at universities that you might go to in the future, is pickleball on your radar at all?
Definitely. I mean, I got to get a little better first. I'm getting there one day at a time, but hopefully I can get to that level and be competing in one of those events in a year or two, which I think is possible.
Well, look out for him. That's Ryder Henderson. He was the co-commentator at the NCPA National Championships. And pretty soon he'll be on a university pickleball club. You don't want to see him on the court.
Thanks, Tyler. Thanks for having me, man.